Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived. This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time.
Can't even say that.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
Thanks, everybody out there. Thanks for tuning into the show. Thanks for tuning into the internet radio show, the George Wilder Jr. Show. I want to apologize for some people who was looking for the show yesterday, but I was off the air. We had internet problems. So that happens every now and then. We will have internet problems. So I'm on 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. If for some reason I'm off one of those days, it could be because of internet problems, you know, or problems with Block Talk Radio in general. But I want to apologize for those people who were calling in, my guest callers who were calling in and couldn't get the show because of internet problems. Any time that you are using the internet for work, I mean, there's always a possibility that something's going to go wrong, especially in large rains, storms, you know, thunder and lightning. You know, the internet is not perfect, and we should not treat it as perfect because things happen. It freezes up, it stops, it goes down, it comes back up, blah, 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 blah. And that's the reason for the show. I had worked diligently yesterday trying to get the show up and going, but it just wouldn't do it. And I was hoping that today that I wouldn't have any problems, or we'll just have to wait and see. All right. Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago. I'm on the north side. I live near the lake, and it is raining. It's gray. But generally, it's nice outside. I heard the weather people talking about that the temperatures will drop. They will drop only to rise again. These are the weather folks. Sometimes they might be right, and most of the times, obviously, they're wrong. They're wrong all the time, some people think. But anyway, welcome to the show, and I'm sorry about that mishap yesterday on the show. And if you would like to call in today and make up for yesterday, that's fine, but don't leave me. Don't say, oh, the George Wilder Jr. Show is fine, and it's up. I'm hoping to do the show for a long time, and because I love it, and I love the people, and I love my guest, and I love my listeners, and I love bringing up things that's going to make the world a better place. We are here to educate, empower, inform, and inspire to make the world a better place. That's all it's about. That's all I can be about. You know, I mean, it's all about helping those who cannot help themselves, or helping those, giving those a leg up to help themselves, you know. And people have to be motivated. People just have to be motivated. They have to be motivated to try and better their situation. You can't better your situation hoping and dreaming to better your situation. You got to put some effort in trying to better yourself, better the world around you. You can't sit back and just lay down and on the couch and hoping that by some miracle, your life is going to get better. It's not going to get better. Everybody's not going to win the lottery, you know. So you have to get out there and make something of yourself. You got to put some effort behind that talent that you have. If you put no effort in trying to better yourself, if you have no ambition, you might as well stay where you are. And the people out there that can help you, they're not going to help you because they're not going to help you because they see that you will not help yourself. You have to help yourself, you know, in order for others to want to help you. We have to see that you are making an effort to pull yourself up out of the gutter. And then if we see that, then we'll come along and give you a life raft. Or a hand to help pull you up out of the gutter. But we have to see that you are trying for yourself, because that's what the show is all about, helping people to help themselves. If you want to help yourself, this is a show for you. If you don't want to do anything for your situation or your condition, then, hey, we can't help you. We can't help you. I can't help you. I have to see you making at least an effort towards your own situation. Nothing's free in this world. I love helping people. I'm pretty sure other people love helping you, but you have to show us that you are motivated to want to help yourself. And if you want to help yourself, we're going to be out there to give you a hand. We're going to help pull you up out of that gutter, because you want to be out of that gutter. There's too many people who want to sleep in the gutter. There's too many people who want to sleep on the ground. There's too many people who do not give a damn about their situation. Now, those kind of people, I cannot help. I mean, if you want to sleep on the ground, then you sleep on the ground. If you don't want to do anything to help yourself, then that's you. I'm not going to waste my time and my talents to try to help somebody who wants to sleep on the ground, who's proud to have nothing. You know, so it's just not going to work with me. Anyway, you can always find me on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on Facebook. I'm all over the place. I'm on Twitter. I'm all over the place. And Twitter, LinkedIn, let's see, Google. I got friends all over the place, you know. So that's my morning rant for now. And the Cubs have, if I could talk about the Chicago Cubs for a moment, the Chicago Cubs, as of today, they are headed to the second round of the playoffs. These young men are just totally, totally awesome. They are just totally awesome. I admire them. I am a fan. I mean, they came back against the Giants. I mean, in classic and historical fashion, they beat the Cubs were down 3-0 or 5-3 or 5-1 or something. And they came back in the ninth inning. They rallied and beat these guys. This is going to go down in not Cubs history, not Chicago history, but this is going to go, that game that they played, the last game that they played with the New York Giants, this game is going to go down in baseball history. History. And I'm not joking. I'm not joking. And I think that the Cubs, this is a great team. They're well managed. They're well behaved. They're great young men. And they deserve, they deserve every accolade in the world. The Chicago Cubs, they're moving on to the second round. I think they play this Saturday. And, you know, we're talking about World Series. These guys are good. I mean, they deserve everything that they get. They fight hard. They're very talented. They don't give up. You know, I'm not saying anything against the Giants. I think they're a good team. But I think they made too many errors. There was too many mistakes that cost the Giants this game. They were in the lead. They were up 3-1, 2-1, whatever. They were in the lead. Suddenly, they started making bad throws and errors all over the place. The Giants, in my opinion, beat themselves because they had this game. They had this game wrapped up, but the errors killed them. And as talented as the Chicago Cubs are, they took advantage of those errors, and they won the game. Now the Giants, they're going home. The Cubs, they're moving on to the next level in the playoffs. Hopefully, and I'm thinking, like all Chicagoans, like all Chicago Cubs fans, I'm thinking World Series. These guys have the potential, and I wish them all the luck in the world. These guys have that potential to go to the World Series, and I'm going to say, hey, wow, they're going. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Chicago Cubs 2016 will be in the World Series, and they will win it, okay? I may have to eat that, but as of right now, the Chicago Cubs, they're great. They're wonderful. If you are a baseball fan, if you're following baseball, then you know what I'm talking about. All right, let's move right along. Let's move. The teacher strike in the city of Chicago, the threatened teacher strike in the city of Chicago has been averted. There would be no strike. Obviously, the mayor and the Chicago Public Schools superintendent has given the teachers what they wanted, what they asked for. I knew that these guys are going to cave in because that's what they always do. Teachers demand more money. They demand this. They're going to get three or four raises over the next year or so. And that's a lot of money on top of what they're already making, which is a lot of money. And guess who has to pay for that? We do, the taxpayer. This is the most taxing mayor and the Cook County. These are the most taxing bodies of the city of Chicago. They just tax, 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 and more tax, tax the hell. Excuse me, folks. Sorry. They just tax the hell out of us. And some people are actually moving out of the city, moving out of the state because of it. And then there's some people moving out of Chicago complaining about the weather. I don't understand that because so far the weather has been great. If you wanted to be anywhere during the summertime, it was Chicago. The weather was great, but I do know that people are up and leaving, and I don't blame them. People are taking their kids out of public schools, and they are teaching their kids themselves at home. Homeschooling their children, which I don't blame them because they know that they're not getting anything in these public schools. These teachers are always striking, always threatening to strike. But, you know, every now and then they'll threaten to strike. And then suddenly at the last minute, the mayor and the rest of these folks give the teachers everything they want, give the unions for everything they want. Instead of standing up and fighting, they give, and Chicago supposedly broke. I've been preaching that they've been broke all this time. Maybe they were. Maybe the mayor and his minions were lying. Maybe they did have money somewhere. You know, so the teachers and the teachers union won this thing with the mayor. He always loses. He gives in. He caves in. The teachers get out there and say they're going to strike and kids are going to be out of school. The mayor finds some money to get them back in school, even though some of these kids aren't learning nothing under these teachers. And how many of these teachers have gone to jail for sexual assault of these kids? You know, you hear about teachers going to jail every day, sexual assault, hiding cameras in bathrooms, raping their students, you know. And I'm not trying to badmouth the teachers, but I just don't think that they deserved it. You know, I don't think, but, you know, with a mayor like this, who caves in, and with a city council who caves in to these people, just caves right on in, you know. And that's what the Democrats are. They're weak. They're, you know, no spine, no, Some of them are. I can't say that for everybody. They're weak, spineless, and just they just cave right on in. They complain about it. You know, they, you know, complain and complain and bitch and bitch, but yet they give in. They give right the hell on in. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, WTTTY, out of the city of Chicago, the great city of Chicago. And congratulations. I want to say this one more time. I want to say it very, very loud. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. I hope you guys go all the way. Cubs return to Wrigley Field with a win. They are celebrating. I'm looking at it on my screen here. They're on buses. They're heading back to Wrigley Field to get ready for Saturday's game. This will be the second foot of the playoff games. These guys and the ticket prices, they spike. Everything is Cubs. I mean, it's all over the place. I'm pretty sure that a lot of the radio talk shows and ESPN Sports Channel, they're talking about this thing too, and so am I. These guys, I'm looking at Wrigley Field right now. All things Cubs are selling, walking out the door. You know, we've got some Cubs paraphernalia in our home. So, you know, and we're on it too. And I'm just sickened that my son isn't really into sports. He's not into sports of any kind. But that's another story. That's another story. And, you know, but feel good about the Cubs and their win and their success. That's all it is. It's success with the Cubs. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show and WikiLeaks. I mean, WikiLeaks. This is something that happened. Donald Trump. Remember a few months ago, Donald Trump looked into the camera and said, "Russia, if you're listening, hack Hillary's emails and 33,000 emails and open them and let me see." And this is exactly what Russia is doing. And they're trying to interfere with the election by releasing all of these emails. And who knows if these emails are even authentic? Who knows if they have not been tampered with to try to ruin Hillary Clinton so that Trump can get this? This is one of the most unprecedented election in my entire lifetime. I mean, I've never seen anything so messy, so vile as this election, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I've never seen something so messy and so vile and just make you want to puke when you think about this election, especially on Donald Trump's side, because he says some of the most outrageous things and does. Just when you think Trump can't get any lower, he gets lower. In one of his rallies, recent rallies, he didn't even know. it's funny. He didn't even know. He was telling his supporters to vote on November 28th. This is for real. Look it up. I mean, he vote on November 28th. Now, a lot of his dumbass supporters are probably going to go and vote on November 28th. The election is on November 8th, not the 28th, Donald Trump. I understand on the 28th, Donald Trump has to go to court. On the 28th of November, he has to go to court. And in December, he has to go to court. I think the December court date that he has to go to is involving rape. Now, with all of these court dates, these criminal court dates that Donald Trump has to attend, if it was anybody else, they would not be allowed to run for president. If it was Barack Obama or anybody else, they would not be allowed to run for president. You got all these criminal charges over your head. You got all these criminal charges over your head. You got all these lawsuits over your head. You got all of this vile talk against women over your head. But still, this guy is, he can be president because Clinton poll numbers are going down. Her poll numbers are going down 1% at a time because of these emails. And Donald Trump is ratcheting up his attacks on her. He's now saying that Hillary Clinton and Paul Ryan are in cahoots against him. And he's and the shackles have been taken off. This guy, Donald Trump, I think, and like so many of us, is unhinged. He and his supporters are unhinged. I mean, if you look at Donald Trump's supporters, if you go out there among his supporters, you'll know that there's some, you tell yourself, where did these people come from? I didn't know that there was these kind of people in the world. I mean, they are just, and if you bring up Donald Trump's infidelities, like he's bringing up Clinton infidelities, Donald Trump's infidelities is a lot worse than Clinton's. But his supporters don't give a damn. His supporters don't give a how about it? His supporters, they don't care. They don't care. Donald Trump could go out there and shoot somebody, like he said, and his supporters will double down on their support of Donald Trump. They don't care. They don't care. They just don't care. They are wild and crazy, hillbillies, hicks, crazy. There's people out there just, they're supporting Donald Trump just because they want to get their faces on television and all this kind of thing. And it's just crazy. So Donald Trump do have voters out there. As whacked out as they are, they're going to support him. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but I do know that Donald Trump will not make a good president. The guy's too unhinged. A lot of people are saying that there is something mentally wrong with Donald Trump. I'm not going to sit here and give a litany of everything he's done. I could, but I'm not going to do that because, you know, you know, my audience, you guys may know more about this and better than I do. But anyway, early voting is just taking off. I mean, early voting is just taking the hell off. And I'm hearing that majority of the early voting around America is benefiting Hillary Clinton. And it does. Majority of early voting is benefited Democrats. And this is why so many Republican states want to suppress the vote. They don't want you to vote because they know that early voting, you get out and vote, you go vote, their asses will not be get in office. And I'm also hearing that the Congress, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, they are all in play for Democrats to win because they feel that Donald Trump is going to just ruin the Republicans. People are going to go down, going to walk into the polling booth and just vote straight Democratic ticket because of Donald Trump. The Republicans are scared as hell. They know this is going to happen. Even House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican, said that Donald Trump will not win. He's saying Donald Trump will not win. So, you know, let's hope so. I wouldn't go as far as to say as Donald Trump will not win. I hope he does not win. But, you know, anything could happen from, I mean, it's, what is it, 25, 26 days from now, from the day of this broadcast until the election? Anything could happen. Anything could happen. Don't say what that nobody's going to win. I'm hoping that Donald Trump doesn't win. I'm not in the corner for Hillary. I think she has her baggage too. I really do. I think Hillary has her baggage, but I think Trump has more. So I'm just saying to everybody out there, vote. Get out there and vote. It's 26, 25 days until November 8th. Get out there and vote. Do your duty. Early voting has already proven to be for Hillary Clinton. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump has some votes in there somewhere, but the majority of the votes on early voting is for Clinton. I haven't voted yet. I'm going to get out there tomorrow. or sometime this week, and I will do my job as a American citizen, get out there and vote. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook right here. Let's go to the phones. I think we have a caller. You're on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Go right ahead.
Hello, George. John Legodakis.
Hey, hi, John. I didn't want to say your last name because I didn't. What, how do you pronounce it? Legodakis? Something very close.
Legodakis.
Right?
That's right. It's not as bad as it looks.
Okay. It doesn't look that bad. I can break it up in syllables. Okay. All right, John, tell us about yourself. Give us a small bio and why should we listen? Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, look, thanks for having me on, George. I'm Australian-based. Obviously, you can tell by the accent. And yeah. I help people and businesses to create an income online. So it could be a second income stream, or if you're a business that wants to get more exposure, get more leads and make more sales online, I help people to do that.
Oh, that's great, because you know what? There's a lot of entrepreneurs online who are looking for that type of information, learn how to have a stream of income online. So let's say if there's an author out there who writes books and they want to try to get have an income online for what they write, their books, how would you advise them on doing that?
Today is an excellent time to be able to do that. With Amazon, it's just so very easy. If you're an author anyway, mm-hmm. you can publish very quickly.
Even if you have an outside business, say if you wanted to start a pizza chain or something, and you wanted to put that, and you wanted a website in order to bring people to your place, how would you do that? Then that would be a steady stream of income also. It doesn't, either or, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so every business is different. Like with a pizza business, for example, mm-hmm. with Facebook advertising, that's where mm-hmm. You can also definitely still using Google. With Google, there's your paid. You can do paid traffic. You can even have a free Google business page. With mm-hmm. Facebook, again, you can have a free Facebook business page, or you can do paid traffic as well with Facebook. You can target specific areas, let people know about your business, make a special offer, especially when you're first starting out, to get new customers in. So lots and lots of different ways for businesses to be able to do that.
Oh, that sounds great. What about, you ever forgot your thought?
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of people come to me, especially family and friends, because I've been making a full-time income now from the internet since 2008. And mm-hmm. I'll just quickly tell everyone how I got started, so you know a little bit more about me. So when I first started out online, what motivated me to go online and start making money from home online was I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki back in around 2005. Yeah. Someone gave it to me, and it was a life changer for me. It just changed everything. I currently had a small business fixing people's computers and businesses' computers. I read that book, and I thought, you know what, I need to be doing something different. I need to be creating passive income, building a business so that I could have money coming in but still live the life I wanted to live and do things and have more time with my family. So what I started doing, got into network marketing, because that's one of the things he recommends in the book, good place to get started. And I had a brother that was in a network marketing business, and so I joined up. I liked the product. I was telling my family and friends about it, but then I got to a point where there was only so many people I could talk to, you know, and no one likes rejection. Anyway, I went online. I thought, look, let's go online where I can find people that are actually interested in building network marketing business. And so I started doing that, and I kept coming across this affiliate marketing. And that's how I started really making money online, was affiliate marketing. And basically what I was doing, I was putting up ads on Google AdWords and promoting other people's products and earning commissions. Like I was promoting ClickBank products, and ClickBank's basically a digital marketplace where people sell ebooks and software and memberships, and you earn very good commissions as an affiliate. So I started doing that, and that worked really well, and I was making money. And but then things changed. Google changed their policies. I wasn't allowed to advertise after 2009 as an affiliate, and my income just, like, literally overnight, Google sent me an email that said my AdWords account's closed. And overnight, my 90% of my income was gone. So it was pretty devastating. So I really have to dig deep and think about, okay, yeah, sorry.
Why do you think Google did that? Was it because you were so successful, or they just wanted to change their policy on this?
Yeah, look, it wasn't just me. There was thousands that got affected at that point. And the reason why, I believe, is that there was, while I was an ethical, I am an ethical marketer, I was doing the right thing, there were some affiliates that were not doing the right thing. Because when you got to understand, affiliates, they don't really have, for them, because you're promoting someone else's product, you don't really care about the reputation of the brand or anything, because it's not your product. And some right. affiliates out there were doing the wrong thing. They were dodgy practices to get attention to their ads, because there's so much competition, making false claims, outlandish claims. So Google said, look, we can't distinguish between good and bad affiliates, and we don't want to, because, you know, we might be producing maybe 5% of their income. So they're like, okay, forget it. We don't want to have to deal with this problem. So we're just going to shut them all out. And look, I understand that. It was just unfortunate. And so what I realized was, I needed to be doing something that I had more control over, that was mine. And so I do a lot of email marketing now, build my own list. That's very effective. But what I tell people, when someone comes to me right now, a family member or a friend comes to me and says, John, look, I'm just been retrenched, or I want to create an income so that I can build a business to leave for my family, or so that I can retire comfortably. And what I tell them to do today is create an Amazon business, Amazon FBA. And basically what that is Amazon, anyone can sell their products on Amazon's website. And it doesn't have to be your own product. I mean, you don't have to make it yourself. You can easily find manufacturers. Like, you can go to sites like Alibaba.com, and you can find products that you can buy directly from a manufacturer and then resell them on Amazon's website. Even private label them, or label them as your own product. And it's a great business model for lots of different reasons, but especially because it's long-term, it's stable, and you can build it up slowly. And it's just a great opportunity. Anyway, that's where I direct people today if they don't have a business and they want to start making money online.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So do Amazon also have affiliates? I opened up an email once, and Amazon sent me something. I don't know if I actually, you know, told Amazon to, if I registered to do this or not, but they said they were going to send me an item, like a speaker or something, and they wanted me to review it and put the review online, and they were going to pay me for the review, and I could keep the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happens is, let's say, George, I'm a reseller on Amazon. I want to build my business and I start selling speakers, for example. So the way that I'm going to get my product in front of more people is if I have lots of ratings and reviews on my product. That's what helps your product stand out from the rest and give people confidence in buying your product. So what I'll do is, as a reseller, when I start selling my speaker, I'm going to send an email out to pretty much anyone I can and I know, and offer them it at a deeply discounted rate, or I'm going to give it away for free, or maybe even pay them to leave a review for my product. Now, some things you can and some things you can't do for that. Like, there's guidelines Amazon has, because they want to protect their rating system. They don't want it to be manipulated. So you can't actually pay someone to leave a review. You could actually previously offer them a discounted rate or give it to them for free in exchange for a review. You can't really do that as well today. However, not not demanding anyway. You can't demand that someone, if someone takes your free item or if you give it to them at a discount rate, that they have to leave a review. You can't do that. You can ask them to, but you can't demand it. Again, because Amazon don't want their rating system manipulated.
Yeah, yeah, I understand all of that, but I'm just saying that you know, people are using Amazon as a business tool, as to go into their own businesses. Mm-hmm. I've seen it online. I've seen it, and you know, I think it's a good thing. It's, if it's legitimate, because like you said, Amazon do you to make them look bad, and
yeah,
I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing. Okay, have you written any books?
Yeah, look, I have written a couple of books about how to start mm-hmm. your own business and how to start an email list. And basically, what I do have today, especially if you're a business owner. So if you're listening right now and you already have a business and you want to get more traffic, more leads, and make more sales, I do actually I created a free training program that takes you through everything from setting up your website to your sales funnel and building an email list and getting traffic. And that's actually on my website, johnlegoudakis.com. I'll spell that. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. JohnLegoudakis.com. So if you go there, you can actually get access to my whole video series, my Platinum Online Business Coaching Program, that takes you through all those steps. So that's the main thing that I offer today for again, people that have a business or want to start a business online, that want some free training that shows you everything you need to do. And so I'll give you an example, George. Like the biggest thing when a business owner comes to me, the biggest struggle that they have is that they need to get more traffic. They've already usually got a website, they've got a product, and they just want to look, how do I get more exposure for my business? Because some of them will try Google AdWords and they'll spend a lot of money and not get a good result, paying, you know, a lot of money just for a click to their website. Some people will try Google Facebook advertising and not get a very good result. And so in these video training, I show them some specific things and to help them to literally get traffic to their website for 1 cent. Like you can get, or one penny,
one
you know, you
cent?
Can get traffic to your website. Oh. Yeah.
One penny.
Yeah, literally one
folks,
penny. Like there's...
Folks, you hear that out there? Oh, you can have traffic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, George. Sorry. A bit of a delay in there because of because I'm here in Australia. But yeah, that's right. There's networks out there. I won't get too technical. They're basically called PPV networks or pay-per-view, where you can have your website mm-hmm. pop up to target the people that are interested in what you're selling for literally one penny. And I reveal that in the training that you can get right from my website.
Okay, so let's get back to your book. How many books have you written, and give us a title?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, thank you, George. So I've written two books. How to Set Up an Email Marketing mm-hmm. Campaign is one of them, that's available mm-hmm. on Amazon. And also, No Money Down Internet Business. And that's also on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Yeah. And the second one, it shows you how to start a business with literally not needing any capital at all.
Online business.
That's correct. Yeah. No, it's a, okay. Yeah, the title, No Money Down Internet Business.
Okay. That sounds great. And I can see that you're taking some of your own experience and trying to help others. The way you build your business from scratch, you're trying to help others to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I know what it's like. I've been there myself, starting out, and the reason why actually I've been training people ever since I started learning how to make money online. I've been teaching other people how to do the same. I've written books. I've created a lot of videos that I've uploaded to YouTube, because what I found was when I started out, there's just so much out there. If you go on Google and you search start an online business, make money online, there's so much information, it's extremely overwhelming. Some of it is good, but a lot of it is outdated, and a lot of it is just doesn't work, and it's just people out there trying to make a quick dollar. selling whatever, a rehashed product. So I'm very transparent. Again, I offer my training absolutely free, and it's stuff that I actually do and that works. And so some of you might be thinking, well, why would he offer it free? Well, the reason is simple. If someone, by giving that out free and giving this valuable content out free, people come to know, like, trust and respect me. And then if they need someone that they want to work with, then obviously they're going to give me a call and we can start a business relationship together where I can help you in your business to put in place some of the things that I do myself.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's what I do. I write, and a lot of times I'll give my books away for free, not just to be giving them away for free, but to try to build a relationship with the buyers, with the readers, you know. So try to build a trusting relationship so they'll know that this is George Wilder Jr. I mean, this guy is good. I mean, he's giving away stuff for free, because you know what? People are looking for things for free. I mean, they are looking for things for free. But if they like what they're getting for free, they're going to purchase something from you next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it's the same with businesses too, that I encourage every business out there. If you're a business owner out there, if you're not currently building your database, I highly encourage you to do it. So a simple way, or building a following. There's lots of ways you can do it. You can create an email list where people can subscribe, that you can communicate with them. And to do that, obviously, you need to offer something for free. It could be a book that you've written. If you're a restaurant, it could be something like the next time they come in, they get a free glass of wine or whatever it is. But you offer something free of value, get people onto your list. It's so important you have a database. It doesn't have to be an email list. Yeah. It could be a Facebook page where you're getting followers following you. It could be a YouTube channel where you're encouraging people to subscribe. But there's nothing more important than building a following. It allows you to create a relationship with people. It allows you to instantly communicate with your audience. And obviously, in the future, when you go to sell your business, you've got something of great value. You've got a database that you can sell with your business.
All right, author John Lagodakis. I'm sorry, man. I'm screwing up your name.
That's all right.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, George. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All righty. It's weird, folks. John Lagodakis on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Make sure, I mean, if you're into any kind of a business, you know, you want an online business, check this guy out. Make sure you podcast the show if you're not listening. If you can't listen to the show, make sure you download the show, podcast the show, and go back and listen to his information, because I'm going to send him a link of the show so he can put the show on his website too, so he can his fans and the people who have benefited from his online business, creating a long online business, you can come by and listen to him. And those who want to build a business but don't know how to build an online business, they can go by his website and get the information off of there, and you can start your own business, start making money. All right, thanks to John Lagodakis. Lagodakis, thanks for being on the show. I hope I pronounced that okay. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let's see, we're gonna take a break right now. Thank you.
the Kelly File is tonight getting an exclusive look at a strongly worded message from one Hollywood icon. And the man does not mince words. While one legendary actor's off-the-cuff comments for an ad campaign wound up on the cutting room floor of that Get Out the Vote effort, we have obtained an exclusive look at this actor's comments, and you know him very well, and here are Robert De Niro's thoughts on Donald Trump.
I mean, he's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk, he's a dog, he's a pig, he's a con, a bull. Artist, a mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about, doesn't do his homework, doesn't care, thinks he's gaming society, doesn't pay his taxes. He's an idiot. Colin Powell said it best. He's a national disaster. He's an embarrassment to this country. It makes me so angry that this country has gotten to this point, that this fool, this bozo, has wound up where he has. He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face. This is somebody that we want for president? I don't think so. What I care about is the direction of this country. And what I'm very, very worried about is that it might go in the wrong direction with someone like Donald Trump. If you care about your future, vote for it.
That's the great Robert De Niro denouncing Trump. And, you know, he's saying things that some people are only thinking about saying when it comes to Donald Trump. He's one of my favorite actors. I don't like everything he's in, but most of the movies that he's in, I do like them. I have some of his stuff right here. And he just jumps in Donald Trump's ass. And then here comes who? John Voight, another actor. I mean, he criticizes Robert De Niro for what he said about Donald Trump, because John Voight is a Trump supporter. To me, John Voight is just as whacked out and crazy. Robert De Niro called him delusional for criticizing what he already said about Trump. And John Voight, he is not even in the category, in my opinion, of Robert De Niro. He's not nowhere in the category. He can't even shine Robert De Niro's shoes when it comes to acting and when it comes to social issues. He can't even do that. He's not a pimple on Robert De Niro's ass. And this guy's just John Voight, racist, of course. You know, I mean, what else can I say? Majority of Trump's fans are racist, and just go look at them, stand among them, and you find that out. I mean, if you go to Trump's rallies, there's no African Americans there. I mean, he throws them out, he has his followers to do violence against these people, and this is so prevalent in the past, you know. So these racist people, these haters, ridiculous. And like I said, Robert De Niro called him delusional, and John Voight cannot stand in Robert De Niro's shoes at all, you know, because he just can't. I mean, Robert De Niro out acts him, you know. you got a lot of haters and racists. You got a lot of this in the country today. It's just a lot of racists are saying that they're happy to be racist. They're proud to be haters, you know. So the country, in my opinion, America has gone down the tubes, and Trump has taken it there. You know what? Everybody said that Trump is going to lose. He could, but even if he loses, I don't think he's going to go away. I think Trump is going to be here to stay. Because one reason why I think Trump is here to stay, whether he wins or loses, I think Trump is here to stay because he loves the limelight. He loves the rallies. You think he's going to go away and miss all that adulation, all those people kissing his ass, and think he's going to miss all of that, him being the big top boss and everybody's coming to see him and all this? He's going to be a big ticket once he you know, whether he wins or he doesn't lose. But if he loses, he's going to still be a big ticket, because if he goes back to doing The Apprentice's television show, his ratings are going to be through the roof. His ratings are going to be through the roof. Fox's ratings are going to be through the roof. They're going to have Donald Trump on Fox. People are going to be tuning in to Donald Trump, like, I mean, especially his followers, you know, because they like the junk that Donald Trump is spewing. They love it. They love it. And they're out there trying to defend it. But I do know that there's about six or seven Donald Trump's surrogates going around making the cable rounds on television, going on the Sunday shows, going on the Fox News, the Daily Show. You got all these surrogates, the Bill Maher show. They're going around trying to defend Donald Trump at something that he says. If he says something controversial, they're going to go around and try to whitewash it and say, well, y'all, you took it out of context. He didn't really mean it like that. Well, he wasn't feeling good when he said that, or he was thinking about something else. And, you know, they're going to go around and try to defend anything he says, anything that he's done. They're going to try to defend it. Donald Trump said he wasn't stalking Hillary at the second debate. He was clearly stalking her. It's on camera. And when I heard that, I said, whoa, this guy's lying. It's totally on camera, him stalking behind her. He said, Donald Trump is saying, that Hillary entered his space. If you saw the debate, then you know what I'm talking about. He said Hillary entered his space. Hillary did not enter his space. If Hillary had to go over to his space, she went over there to talk directly to the person that put out a question to the both of them. She walked over there to look the questioner in the eye when answering that person's question. And that's respectful. That's the way you're supposed to do. Then Trump would ease up behind her. He walked back and forth. He looked mean and nasty, like he was going to grab her, you know. And a doctor, a physician said that Donald Trump's actions at the second debate of hovering over Clinton mounted to a sexual predator. And Donald Trump is denying everything. He's always denying stuff that's on tape. You can go back and check it. Facts means nothing. Oh, facts, they're nothing. The facts, get out. Tell me a lie. This is what Donald Trump, facts mean nothing. The truth is nothing. The facts mean nothing to Donald Trump supporters. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear lies. They want Donald Trump. Instead of Donald Trump, a lot of people are complaining that instead of Donald Trump reaching to try to bring other people like the independents, the undecided, even some Democrats or liberals into his fold to vote for him, he's not doing that. Instead of what Donald Trump is doing, he's throwing red meat. He's saying things for his supporters to eat up. But he's not saying the things in order to get the undecided people to vote, the men, the women to vote for him. He's not talking issues. You know, I mean, if you're running for a job, the people want to know what you're going to do for them. And Donald Trump has yet to say what he's going to do for the American public. He's talking about jailing Hillary Clinton. He's talking about the shackles are off when it comes to his own Republican Party. He doesn't know exactly what day the election is on. I'm pretty sure his surrogates are out spinning that, saying that he probably wasn't feeling good or he's kind of tired or whatever. But Donald Trump never talks about the issue. He never talks about what he's going to do for the American people, and he wants their vote. But he's throwing red meat to his base, the people, to his supporters. He's giving them the kind of information that's going to make them scream and holler and, yeah, hang her, lock her up, put her in jail. He's throwing that kind of meat out there to his supporters, but he's not saying the things that's going to get other people into his corner to vote for him, which he needs them. He needs other people. He needs other people. He needs African Americans. He needs Muslims. He needs Mexicans. He needs women. These groups he do not have. He needs these people to vote for him, but he's not reaching out to those kinds of people. Only people he's reaching out to are his supporters, who are, and they are already in his corner. I think he's doing himself an injustice, you know, by not reaching out for people who don't want to vote for him. And he has threatened violence if he doesn't win. This is Donald Trump. If he doesn't win, something's wrong. It's rigged. Clinton and rigged it. And he's something else. Donald Trump is something else. And that's why I said 2016, whether he wins or loses, whether Hillary wins or loses, this is going to be one for the record books. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there running to that typewriter right now and writing all about this. This is going to go down in history. This is making history. No matter how it turns out, it's going to make history. It's going to make history with the first woman president, or it's going to make history with the first, I think it's really reality show president, you know, whatever, Donald Trump. Okay. And this is history making, and some of it's totally plain and ridiculous. You know, all of this is happening under the watch of Obama. And that's what makes it so amazing. This is happening under Obama, and I voted for Obama twice. I didn't vote for this to be going on under his watch, even though he probably couldn't help it or whatever. But you know, I didn't vote for this. I thought Obama was going to be a different kind of president. The world was going to get better to you. But I do know that there's a lot of people out here who are, is he better than Donald Trump? Of course. But he hasn't really done anything for African-American people. And that's where I differ with Obama. And a lot of people are saying Obama, his poll numbers are high, but he's on his way out of office. And but he can still do something for African-Americans and Hispanics and all of us. But, you know, he claimed that his hands are tied. No, they're not. He's got his executive authority. But Obama doesn't like to use that. He doesn't like to send people to jail. I know that. He instructs his departments under him not to put people in jail. I mean, why do you think George Bush, Cheney, Grove, and Rumsfeld, they're not in jail? Because Obama don't want them in jail. You know, they clearly committed war crimes. They embroiled this country into a war, a needless war where thousands and thousands and thousands of people were killed. And these guys are walking free. They're walking free. And what are they doing? They're criticizing Obama. Why would they be criticizing Obama? They should be kissing Obama's feet, because Obama didn't send them off to jail where they should be. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. Let's see what we got here. We will be right back. Oh, crap.
We begin today's show looking at police killings of two African-American men, one in Tulsa and one in Charlotte. In North Carolina, which was rocked by protests overnight after hundreds took to the street and blocked in.
In newly released audio from back in 2005, Donald Trump was caught on a hot mic while waiting to appear on a soap opera. Now, a little spoiler alert for you before we roll this. When he doesn't know he's being recorded, it gets really weird. Let's listen.
She used to be great. She's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit in the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, wait. You got to look at me when
just
you get out of your
life. That
is very
you give me the thumbs up?
Look at you. You are a piece.
You got to put the thumbs up. You got to get the thumbs up.
Okay. Can't be too happy. Can we get anybody else off first? Yeah, let me.
It's very funny.
You got to give me the thumbs up.
You and I will work there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her. It's
yeah, that's her, with the gold. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I could do anything.
Look at those legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Ooh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, honey. That's a good legs. Go ahead.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember?
Down below. Pull the hell.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Hi, Mr. Trump, how
nice
are
seeing you? Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello, how are
nice
you?
To see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready, let's go. Make right. me a soap star.
How about a little hug for the Donald? You just got off the bus.
Would you like a little
okay,
hug, darling?
Absolutely. Melania said this was okay.
I just got off the bus.
Bushy, Bushy.
There we go. Excellent. Well, you've got a nice co-star here.
Good.
Yes, absolutely.
After you.
That's wow. Context, he had gotten married to Melania a couple of months earlier, apparently. Mm-hmm.
So he is married at that point.
Yeah. Newly married to a beautiful woman.
Okay. So when I first started hearing this, in the beginning I was like, okay, the dude's cheesy, but it hasn't gone over the top yet. I was like, maybe I even pardon him. Like, so I move on him heavy. That's not...
Sounds weird.
It sounds super weird. It's such a Donald thing to say. But he's aggressive, I guess, before he was met, whatever, right? I buy them furniture. Oh, that's like, to me, that sounds super sad. But like, okay, he can buy them furniture. He can do that. I guess that's a move. That's a heavy move, right? Maybe literally. Then he gets to, I act without asking, basically.
I don't even wait.
I don't wait. I just kiss them.
It's like a magnet.
No, there's no magnet. You're the one acting. Right. Now, I don't know what the other side of that equation is.
It's decent of him to ask for Tic Tacs, though.
Yeah. And he's getting ready. I mean, because he moves right away, right? And then obviously the line about I grab him by the pussy. And then I'm like, okay, no, we've crossed the line here. Okay, we found the line and we clearly crossed it. And then to me, I know this is going to sound weird, but maybe the most disturbing part was when they got off the bus.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of guy talk, okay.
And Billy Bush being as pathetic as a human can be.
Totally.
The Donald has scored. I want you to like me.
Yeah, hug him. Hug the Donald.
No, that's it. When they got off, it went from the natural flow of that conversation. They're talking about the hot girls and stuff. And you see a hot girl, you want to talk about it. I get it. Guys are guys, right? But then they're like, hug the Donald, right? And then hug me. And I was like, oh, if I had just seen them getting off the bus, I think it's no big deal. They just got a hug. Come on, calm down, right? Mm-hmm. But when you see the flow of the conversation, you're like, oh, this is what they do, right? And, hey, the Donald is here. Come on, give him a hug. And he's ready. He's got the Tic Tacs in, and he's ready to make whatever cheesy move he's going to make. Now, of course, they're not going to do it on tape once the cameras are rolling and they're off the bus. But God knows what happens later and how many times he's grabbed them by the pussy.
Which, by the way, I've been in locker rooms and fraternity houses. I've been to Jenks' house. I've never, ever heard anyone say that thing that he said. I don't even know what that means.
What is that?
It's
he sounds bizarre. like people were saying, it sounds like in 40-Year-Old Virgin when he's like, yeah, I grabbed her boobs and they felt like bags of sand. It's like you've sort of heard guy talk, but you don't really know what it is.
Yeah, you want your older brother to come and say, no, Don, you don't. You don't do that.
You don't move on them heavy. What is that even supposed to be?
The most awkward line is, I moved on her like a bitch. No, you got it reversed. Right. You're right. It's 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, There's so many things. The buying furniture routine, like I never even heard of that one. I don't know if that one ever actually worked. But there's no, like, and I'm the same way. I've been around locker rooms, hang around ball players, hang around guys who women do throw themselves at. If you've been around pro athletes, that's a group where there are women who are just like, yeah, I'm here. Right. Even they don't, yeah, so I grab them by the pussy. Like, nobody leads with that.
No. You know what I
mean? There's nowhere in society where that's not illegal and wrong. Where, yeah, well, you know, I grab, you know, you might grab them by the hair or what, but I grab them by the pussy. No, you never, you know, it, I mean, and the other thing is, you're on a bus that says Access Hollywood on the side. You know there's a microphone on that bus. You know what I mean? Like, that's one situation they're recording what is that. The whole premise of the show
is
to catch people.
The sound guy must hate Billy Bush.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Well, we've seen that happen before.
We have. We have.
Chris Matthews, I believe.
For sure.
It's clearly sabotage.
This is about Donald Trump, and obviously we're judging him as president potentially of the United States, which I'm convinced and always have been that he never will be. But Billy, let's just give 23 seconds to Billy Bush. The guy's got to lose his job, right? I mean, he's done, right?
Who knows?
I mean, that's pretty incriminating stuff for your national
personally.
Host on an entertainment show, no? I mean...
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was totally going along with all of
it. Playing it up. I mean, sort of feeding...
No, you know what I got out of that,
Michael?
You're
going to trust him to interact with women? Like what he was doing with the woman, he was just there trying to do her job.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you guys, and maybe that'll happen, and they're a lot more risk-averse than apparently the American people. The American people are like, maybe we gamble the fate of the planet on that guy, on Trump.
Yeah.
Right? But probably Access Hollywood would be like, it's too much of a risk
to keep
that
would
Billy
be ironic,
Bush.
Right? That he becomes president, but Billy Bush loses his job.
Totally possible. Totally
possible.
He just
takes down one Bush after another.
Right. Well, no, it would be interesting, though, if, and I said I tweeted this earlier, so I'm kind of proud of it, but if, in the end, a Bush is what takes down Donald Trump.
And so, but to me, what I...
Okay, it doesn't look like that was going to work. Okay, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We may be having some sort of difficulty, folks, but... Let's see. Okay, we're back on the air, and I want to say that I want to thank my guests, of course. I want to thank all my guests. They're great people, wonderful people. And this is the George Wilder Jr. Show on Black Talk Radio. It is 7:07 straight up Central Time, p.m. in the city of Chicago. It is dark, folks. It is, I'm telling you, daylight saving time is all over. And I want to say this, our fatigue is often caused not by work, but by worry, frustration, and resentment. Let no one steal your joy and dreams, your hopes, and your motivations, because they will surely try. There's people out there who will try these things, and they will succeed if you, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, if you let them. People will belittle you if they know that they can do it. People will set you back, tell you that you can't do something, you shouldn't do it, you don't have the talent for this, you don't have the talent for that. And sometimes these people are in your own families. A friend of mine told me that. I really didn't need nobody to tell me that, actually. But it happens. It happens. People in your own family, you would think it would be strangers or friends or something, but if you have a big family, a large family, you know, and things like this can happen. So if you have talent, if you have motivations, if you can do things and other people are trying to say you can't do them, or they're trying to stop you from doing those things, they're laughing at you when you tell them about your dreams, you talk about, get rid of those folks, or you're gonna be a loser. Get those kind of people out of your life. You don't need them. You need support. You don't need somebody that's not going to support you and then laugh behind your back. You don't need that. You know you have talent. You know you can do certain things. You know that you can make it in your life. You know that you can become something, and they are nothing. That's why they're trying to keep you back. So that's what it's all about, folks. This show is about making the world a better place. I mean, I had John Gadakis on the show on this show earlier, and he's trying to make your life better by saying, if you need an online business, if you want to start your online business, it's easy, it's free. He's not trying to make money from it. He's just trying to help. He's trying to help. He didn't let people tell him that he couldn't do it. He did it. I have my own radio show. I'm an author of many, many, many books. Of course, there were people telling me that I couldn't do it. There were people telling me that I couldn't do it, shouldn't do it, laughing at me and laughing at you. But you got to tell yourself, you know, this is not happening. I mean, if people in your own family aren't not supporting you at what you're doing and they're bringing you down or trying to tell you you can't do it or they're laughing at you, then you have to divorce them. You have to get away from them if you really want to do something, because if you do not, they're going to keep you down and they're going to laugh at you and they're going to like it. Do not let anybody, this is what this is about. Do not let anyone steal your dream. Do not let anyone steal your joy. Do not let anyone steal your hope and your motivations. If they try, get away from them. Because if you constantly around negative people who are saying negative things about you and you want to better your life, you're not going to better your life. They're going to hold you back. Because majority of the time when people are out there trying to ruin your life, it simply means that they have no life. That's all that means. So do it. I've written a short story years ago called Do It For Yourself. And I'm always saying, folks, do things for yourself. Stop working for other people and making them rich. That's all you're doing. Every morning I see people rushing off to work, young people, old people. And I'm saying to myself, they're making their employers rich. And they, you know, and they're looking at me like they're looking at me or they're looking at other people like we're peasants. You know, and they're the ones who are making someone else rich, living from paycheck to paycheck. Get out there and do it for yourself. I'm not saying give up your job. I mean, if you can do it, if you happen to do it, you have the money in the bank to do it, start your own business. It could be a pizza shop, a hot dog stand or something. And then, you know, that hot dog stand and that pizza shop can grow into franchises. Do it for yourself. Become a radio host. It's easy. But you got to know, to be a radio host, you got to love to talk and you got to have something to talk about. You don't necessarily have to have guests on your show. You don't necessarily have to have callers call in, but you do have to have a show that sounds like a radio show. So all of those things are optional, but most radio shows, we have guests and we have callers to call into the show. And you know what? That'll happen within time. You got to get out there and do it, do things for yourself. Just like John was saying, it has to be a time where you just push everybody aside and start doing things for yourself. Get rid of that supervisor. Get rid of that manager. Get rid of those people who are trying to tell you what to do. When you're at work, you figure out a way how you can be boss and you tell everybody what to do, how to do it. And there, instead of you dancing to their tune, have them dance to your tune. This is why I keep telling my son, you know, and I tell young people all the time to do things for yourself. Obviously, if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, there's nothing wrong with getting a job at McDonald's or getting a job somewhere sweeping floors or dumping garbage because you're just starting out. Then by 24, 25, that's when you get serious about your life. That's when you have to get serious. Get rid of that dishwashing job. Move on up to being a supervisor. Move on up to being a manager. And then move on out and get your own business. If you're not lucky enough to win the lottery. All right. So you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, and it's always motivating. It's always great. It's always wonderful. And it's all about making the world a better place. And it's all about having fun. I try to make my show fun. You know, I don't want to be dull and just lifeless here. We want to have fun. And when we have fun, we know the listeners out there are having a great time too, listening to the show. All right. My name is George Wilder Jr. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm on 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday from 6 o'clock to 7:30, sometimes 8, depends on how things are going. And it is great. Today is Wednesday. By the time you podcast the show, it might be another day, but right now it's Wednesday. And the debate, the second debate for Clinton and I can't remember the guy's name, Donald Trump. I try not to talk about Donald Trump on the show so much, but everybody else is talking about him. He's all over the internet. He's on, if there's a publication out there, they're leading off with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. This election is, this election is very, very important. And I would suggest to everybody within earshot of my microphone to get out and vote. People are early voting now, but the ones who have not registered, the ones who have not, who are still thinking about it, which I don't understand, get out there and do your duty. Get out there and vote. It doesn't matter who you're voting for, and I'm hoping it's not Trump, okay? But, you know, if that's who you want to vote for, then that's who you vote for, but vote. But vote. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We have a clip here, but it will not play. So let's see if we can do this. All right. All right, I just got through saying that there was a Trump flubbed the election day. He said that he was telling his supporters at his rallies. It was either today or was it yesterday? Well, anyway, it happened because it's all over the news outlets. And there's a clip of him saying, telling his supporters to vote on November 28th. You know, and I'm pretty sure, like I just got through saying, I'm pretty sure that his surrogates, his followers, are going all over the cable news network, Sunday shows, and they're going to try to explain this away. They're going to try to, every time Trump says something dumb or stupid, these people come on television, Katrina Pearson, and she's such an ass, trying to explain Trump's flubs. One of his surrogates, I just mentioned her, Katrina Pearson, I mean, she goes on these cable shows, Fox News and whatever, Sunday shows, and she just talks and runs her mouth. She will not shut up about, she's just so in the pocket of Trump, it's a damn shame. It doesn't matter. Trump can do no wrong. She just runs her damn mouth. I mean, she just goes 40-100 on running her mouth, you know, and she talks all over the moderators. She just she doesn't answer the question. You know, she pivots to this. She answers the question she wants to answer. She make up her own questions to answer. She tells the moderator that's not what's going on. And a lot of on every show she does this. She just runs her damn mouth, boy. She wears piles and piles of makeup. I don't think that's helping her any. But what I'm trying to say is that she runs her mouth so much, so often, so quickly that nobody else can get one damn word in. So the moderators of these shows, the show host, they come up with cutting her off. Whenever a Trump surrogate comes on one of these shows on cable TV, over the air television, and tries to defend Trump where there's no way to defend him, and they can't shut up and they won't answer the question and they just talk, they will get cut off. Okay, that's enough. We're gonna cut your mic, you know, and that's it. Take the camera off of her. That was not what we wanted. They are going to bear down on these Trump surrogates who tries to take over these television shows and radio shows, talk shows, by lying and spinning for Trump. And I think that's a good thing. I really do think that's a good thing. You don't want somebody coming on your show and taking it over. I mean, you ask a question and they don't answer it, but they continue to talk about whatever they want to talk about, trying to, me, it's all about trying to hoodwink and bullshit the American public. That's what it's about. I'm going to be frank. I'm going to say it clearly. The Trump surrogate, they come on these shows, radio shows, television shows, and try to take and bullshit the public about Donald Trump. That's it. Because Donald Trump is a con man. Donald Trump is a showman. Donald Trump is not a president. I think even he knows it. But he, you know, he's still running because this is fun for Donald Trump. Donald Trump liked the crowd. He likes to roar the crowd, that the more crazy supporters of his. He likes that. He loves it. So whether he wins, if he loses, he's going to still be in the spotlight. He's going to play a pivotal role in criticizing Hillary Clinton if she runs. There's no doubt about it. He's going to make more money than he ever did before if he doesn't go to jail, because he's got a court date coming up on November 28th. Maybe he got that confused. I don't know. But he has a court date coming up on November 28th, and he's got a court date coming up in December. So he got two court dates coming up. So he may be a little bit nervous about that. But these court dates are well after the election, which is November 8th. So it would be in his, you know what, it would be in his best not to run for president, because he's got these criminal court cases coming up. I mean, he could be impeached for this. But if the House is, but if the House and the Senate, if they're controlled by Republicans, he will not be impeached. Because if he winds up being impeached, he's going to kick every one of them's ass. Because I believe a lot of Republicans, I believe they're afraid of Trump. I actually do. And Trump is a big bully, and he's bullying them, and they're afraid of him. Because I say that because a lot of them have chosen to not support him, but now they're supporting him. They were steadfast in not supporting him because of the tape and other things, but now they are supporting. He's bitching about them not supporting him, so they decide to support him. They are afraid of Trump. Trump has two criminal court cases coming up. Now, if this was any other presidential race, if this was Barack Obama or some other, they would have probably gotten out of the race, but not Trump. Trump is always criticizing somebody, criticizing Hillary Clinton, and Trump is the biggest criminal there is than anybody. So we're just going to have to see what happens. If he wins or loses, he still has to go to court. If he wins, he may wind up getting impeached because of this. If he loses, then that will save Congress the time of impeaching him, especially if he's found guilty on any of these charges. Okay, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's been fun. It's been great. And it is 7:23 straight up Chicago time.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has a crawl. Heaven help us all.
Now lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
All righty. Welcome back to the show. This is just in. Trump says Clinton has to go to jail. That means she has to go to jail. Give me a break. He was saying this in the second debate that he was going to, if he's president, he's going to, when he's president, he's going to get a special prosecutor to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Here are some of the, just about one or two of the, this is what some people are saying, okay? He should go to jail and then to hell for breaking so many laws over the years, like denying blacks and other minorities housing for all of his creeping little girls. And God knows how many sexual assaults. Here's another one. A federal judge has decided to haul Donald Trump into court to face in mid-December. It's only been 1 week since a new witness stepped forward and the sexual assault case was refiled against Trump. So Trump is in total doo-doo, and he's calling for Hillary Clinton has to go to jail. Trump may go to jail. Like I've said, he's got two criminal court dates coming up, and that's a damn shame. I hope you guys join me tomorrow on the show. This is George Waldo Jr. Show. We're signing off. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to my guests. Thanks to everybody who, all your accolades of the show and everything you say nice. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Join me tomorrow. Bye.
The George Waldo Jr. Show, the talk of our times, is now on the air. Welcome, everybody.